3 years ago, Wamik Farouk went out to play cricket and never came home. Now his parents and older brother Danish are only left with school photos, certificates, and trophies.
He was really brilliant, seriously. And I can't explain that, how brilliant he was, how efficient student he was. Seriously, I'm really proud of.
Farouk says his 12-year-old brother was playing with his friends in Indian Kashmir's main town of Srinagar when police forces drove by and threw a tear gas shell. It struck the back of Wamik's head and killed him. Witnesses say the attack was unprovoked, and in August, a local judge backed the family, issuing arrest warrants for the two officers for culpable homicide, saying police acted recklessly. Kashmiri separatist leader Mirwaz Umar Farooq says the ruling sets an important precedent.
A commission of inquiry has to be sought into all those killings and into all those fake encounters and police brutalities which have happened over the years.
Wamik Farooq was killed in January of 2010. That year saw deadly clashes between security forces and stone-throwing protesters. At least 100 people were killed, mostly demonstrators who were shot by police.
Kashmir Inspector General of Police Abdul Ghani Mir says the deadly unrest of 2010 was a turning point for his force.
The J&K police has learned its lessons, and last 3 years, 11, 12 and now 13, you have not seen, there have been protests, there has been stone pelting, the incidents, triggers have been there, these things have been there, but you have not seen that any killing has taken place during the protest, because we have evolved our responses.
Political scientist Radha Kumar was one of three government-appointed mediators sent to Kashmir following the violence of 2010. She says there are fewer human rights violations now than a decade ago, but the government still must address people's grievances.
Kashmiris showed a huge will in trying to put the events of 2010 behind them and move forward on tourism and economic and other issues. But when you say behind, it doesn't mean that you're giving up on justice.
Firdousa Farooq never gave up on justice for her son.
This is not just a win for me, but for the entire Kashmir. This is a win for all those who have experienced injustice and for those yet to come. Who knows how long this will go on?
Her legal battle over, Firdousa Farooq returns to her now quiet Kashmir home, still longing to hear the footsteps of a little boy whose life was cut short. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Srinagar.